in residential zoned residential that also have narrow roads, which are, according to the road, 24 feet or under. Our road is areas of it are narrower than 24 feet, but there is a majority of the road that is 24 feet wide, and so that's the minimal width of a road in the county is according to the roadway regulations. And then the other point that I'd like to make with the roads are narrow is there are a significant amount of neighbors and people who live in the neighborhood who do have RVs that are parked in there and drive those on the road quite regularly, and those are very big vehicles. There are school buses that come down through there, trucks, delivery vans all the time. And so when I believe the point for why they said the road was narrow is because of the increased traffic from a nightly rental there. Just to take into consideration, it is a tiny house. Our expectation is one car to add to the traffic in that neighborhood, which we believe would be a minimal impact compared to all the other businesses and people who drive their RVs and delivery vans. That should not be a factor in our consideration with the roads being narrow. So we're asking that you would review these reasons for why we found that there was errors in the Planning and Zoning Board and review the criteria for a conditional use permit. It's a special use that we are, we're not asking to rezone it to be nightly rental. We're just asking for this special use to be able to use our property who we live there. It's a very unique situation that we actually live on. We're not out-of-towners that bought a house and want to rent it out to people, and we don't know anyone in the neighborhood. We want to be part of this and be welcoming. So do you have anything else to say? We do have our planning and zoning subdivision application and approval from, I believe it was 5 years ago when the lot was subdivided into lot one and lot two for Susanna Susquehanna. So that just, again, shows there's no CCRs, regulations, or restrictions when it comes to this subdivision when the county approved that subdivided lot.
How many different lots are on this subdivision? Is it three or two? It's two, right?
I believe it's two.
Mm-hmm. And the other owner in that subdivision, are they on your petition?
They are on our petition. We'll note we now have nearly 30 people in our neighborhood who have signed that petition, and they are in agreement with our venture to do a nightly rental.
Mm-hmm. And have seen no negative impact on the neighborhood mm-hmm. from it being there. Anything else?
Is there any other questions you have?
Mr. Marshall, can I ask? I know that the previous board had brought up a concern with the fact that this house is a mobile. Is it still mobile? You said it's on blocks. Is it put on a foundation or strapped, or is it still you could drive away if I put tires on it?
No, it's not. So it is strapped to the ground. There are
cemented into the ground.
yeah, straps.
Like a block foundation, like a traditional.
There are cinder blocks.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So we have had Chief Burnt come out and inspect that, along with, I guess, former Chief Lannon. James Lannon used to be the inspector for doing sprinkler systems for nightly rentals, but he sadly left right before we were trying to get this. So Chief Burnt did come out and look at that and give us some guidelines as to what we needed to do to make that compliant. But he said, yeah, as long as that's not it, because we're tied into the water and sewer, that as long as that's, not moving, you're good to go.
So just for clarity, mm-hmm. it's on blocks, but mm-hmm. it's also got straps?
How do I explain it? So there are similar to like a come-along, but it's this, you turn them and they pull it tighter, so then there's concrete anchors in the ground, and all four corners are, so they're all held down by that.
So similar to what a mobile home has then, where they mm-hmm. twist it and it tightens the middle
yes.
strap?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So, it is, with modifications, able to move. Sure. And understandably, if we were to sell this house and move, that we most likely would try to take this, or if we left it, the new owners would have to go through this same process again to get a rental. So, yeah.
Questions? Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right, so we'll begin with anybody that's in favor of this project. Keep in mind, because there's quite a few people that signed up to speak tonight, there'll be a timer up on the top left corner of the screen for 5 minutes. So just if you see me kind of giving you a signal, that's what that's for, and that'll try to keep us on time tonight. So who else would like to speak in favor of this project?
Go ahead. My name is John Adams. I live about an eighth of a mile from Rob. I met him in church and said, oh, you live in my community. I'm a 92-year-old retired wood shop teacher, and I have built about 5,000 pieces of furniture in my lifetime. And Rob came to me because I have a shop behind my home, and I helped him build the cabinets for the home. I have had hundreds of students, and Rob would be in the upper 2% of all of those that I've had in the quality of his workmanship. I knew when I saw that high quality that his project would be successful, because he really did a fine job on everything. And if you saw it, you would recognize that. One of the things that Branson has to do is to rely on the hospitality that people want to come back. And it's always superior to have them get to know someone who lives in Branson as compared to someone who would just go and stay at a motel. Also, there's a question was made about the roads. The roads are pretty good there, and certainly no problem for a car. And if we were going to stop the cars from coming, we'd have to stop garage sales, because they're bringing about 10 times as many cars as his house ever will. And so he also told me that the ones who live close to him have signed up to acknowledge that they do not oppose his having the tiny house there. They're the ones who would know. If outsiders are making the decision, it would be sort of like having Bolivar make the decision for Forsyth. You can't do that because they don't know. And the people who live near him would know what the house is and what it's like and what he has done and how he has taken care of it. Those who don't live near him would not know that, or just saying, well, we don't want to do this because of we don't want something that they think might happen. I think that the house that he has built and the uses that he is making of it are compatible with the neighborhood, and he has a very large lot, and he has done everything to meet all the requirements for putting the house there. And I certainly would be in favor of saying that I think that he should be allowed to use it that way. Okay. Thank you.
Could you, one second, please. Could you show me where you live at? In
yes.
regards to him?
I'm about an eighth of a mile. You see where the lake is? Just go straight up down the lake, straight up down the lake, a little more. That's my house right. You see the circle? My house is one on the corner right there. Let me show you on here.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
My house is this one right here.
Okay.
I'm about an eighth of a mile.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. All right, go ahead.
My name is Salvador Aratia, and I am the other half of the subdivision Susquehanna. I live behind their house on the lake, and I see no problem of what they're doing. I do have a question. It is a commercial enterprise in the area of homes. But if we're to term that bad and commercial and disruptive, I question then why there's a church an eighth of a mile from my house on Eagle Rock Road. They are very busy during the weekends and some days during the days. And, you know, it's gross as it sounds, a church is also a commercial enterprise. Their first purpose is to survive financially in order to cater to the flock. So if we're to apply a law as is written, commercial, then I think any differentiation between those two has to be adjudicated by a court of law. It's written as law in Taney. It can be enforced by the law. Therefore, it should be adjudicated by law if it comes to having to be adjudicated. No one can get away, and somebody can't, simply because people don't like it.
And just to clarify, you are the other owner in that subdivision.
That's I'm right below his house, next
the neighbor.
To it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, I live right here, or there.
Okay.
My name's Andy Parks.
All right, come to the microphone and say that if you
yes.
don't mind.
My name's Andy Parks. I went down and spoke to Rob and Erica because I had signed the petition against it. So now I'm on the other side of that coin. So my wife and I both went down. We both have kids. We might be one of maybe four other couples in the entire, all that donut hole that have kids. Maybe. There's not very many of us. So I was concerned to begin with. When they came by, there was talk regarding another property that was listed as an Airbnb. And so my concern was actually more directed towards that one because it's closer to my home. After hearing them and what they have done to put into it, what care they've done to make sure the neighborhood's safe, their home is safe, if we're talking about property value, if we're talking about roads, the property that they put on there is really nice. The like John said, the craftsmanship, it stands out on its own as a very nice application to the neighborhood. When it comes to the roads, there are larger RVs, larger fifth wheels being pulled on that road than that. I can promise you that, like you said, with the buses, the same stuff. Traffic-wise, I've walked my dog there many times down there. I've never seen a problem with any kind of traffic there. My biggest concern was, are we going to deal with party people? Are we going to deal with dogs pooping on people's yards? Is there going to be care involved in taking care of the neighborhood? After speaking with both of them, the house is too little to have a massive party in it. I've never seen a dog there, and they've said unless it's a service dog, we don't even allow dogs to be there. So they're not hindering the neighborhood by any means. It is an opportunity for their family to make money. It's a passive income while she stays home. I think that's a great idea. It's a great option. They're very well-minded in taking care of it, which tells me they're also taking care of the neighborhood. And I think that's something to take into consideration as well. And I think that's it. But I just wanted to verify or confirm those ideas. Man, it's a sound project what they've done there. And they're sound people. Just sitting there talking to them with my wife, they're like, here, we'll let you know everything. They're, you know. So that being said.
All right. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Andy Thomas. I'm from Taneyville, Missouri. I teach out of the school. I teach fourth grade. I've lived in Taney County for a better part of 10 years, but my family has lived here for a very long time, so I'm familiar with the area. And I'm here tonight mainly as a character witness for Rob and Erica, or Matthew and Erica. I've known them for about 12 years. We go to church together. We serve in ministry together. Our kids are in the same homeschool co-op, and so we are very familiar with them. We will call them very good friends of ours. And I've been familiar with the project going back to the very beginning. And speaking to their character, I know them well enough to know that Rob has a great eye for detail, which you've already heard in his project. He has a great vision. He's creative, but he's also tasteful in what he's done on the project. I know Erica well enough to know that the way that she runs things. It's a tight ship.